In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know that many of you have been coming to this Mass for several years, but we also have some newcomers, people who may have started coming fairly recently. And I know it can be a little intimidating, especially if you're not fluent in Latin or haven't studied the Missal in depth. So I thought today and for the next few weeks, I would just go over what goes on at Mass, going through the translations, but also giving a little bit of background as to where these things come from and why we do them. And I, for those of you who are totally familiar with the Mass, if you want to step out and have a cup of coffee or make a phone call, whatever, please feel free to do so. But for the rest of us, I'd like to start today with actually the preparation for Mass. And I know everyone has their own rituals, their own prayers that they like to say to prepare themselves for Mass, but I thought I'd share with you the prayers that the priest says, and maybe that would give you some ideas or at least some thoughts as to the spiritual preparation, the interior preparation that we should make as we're preparing ourselves for Holy Mass. And the first thing that the priest does when he comes into the sacristy and getting ready for Mass is that he washes his hands, and he says this prayer: "Give strength to my hands, O Lord, to wipe away all stain, so that I may be able to serve thee in purity of mind and body." And then he starts to put on the vestments. And the first vestment we put on is called an amice. And the amice was originally a sort of head covering, kind of like a hood. And we now wear it around the neck, but that idea of a hood, a helmet, is something that we keep up in the prayer that we say as we put it on. We say, "Lord, set the helmet of salvation on my head to fend off all assaults of the devil." And then an amice will have a little cross in the center of it, and you kiss the cross. And then as you're putting it on, you touch it to your head so that you keep up that idea of a helmet. The next vestment that we put on is called an awl, and that is the white or off-white undergarment. Comes from a Latin word albus, meaning white. And as we put that on, we say, "Make me white, O Lord, and cleanse my heart, that being made white in the blood of the Lamb, I may deserve an eternal reward." Again, before putting on the alb, you kiss it, and you always put your right arm through first. The next vestment is called the cincture, the belt. And Father Smith is something of a fashionista, so we have color-coordinated belts here to... and as we do, we kiss the cincture and say, "Gird me, O Lord, with the cincture of purity, and quench in my heart the fire of concupiscence, that the virtue of continence and chastity may abide in me." The next vestment that we have, and I will not put this on, but this is called the maniple. And the maniple was originally a handkerchief. And then it became kind of stylized, and we wear it on our left arm. My friend Father Martin Lawrence, who's a priest of the Diocese of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, once told me that the priest should always wear the maniple, because who would not weep at the death of Christ? So it's a lovely thought. And interestingly enough, though, the maniple is only worn during the Mass itself, so that you'll see that both Father Smith and I will take off the maniple before we come over to preach, or if something is going on, for example, when we have the Asperge ceremony, we don't wear the maniple for that, because that is actually outside of the Mass. So I will put this on after the homily. The The next is the stole, the symbol of priestly authority. Oh, I'm sorry. When we put on the maniple, we say this prayer: May I deserve, O Lord, to bear the maniple of weeping and sorrow, in order that I may joyfully reap the reward of my labors. And then the stole, the symbol of priestly authority. If you don't wear anything else, you wear the stole. And again, it has a cross on it. We kiss the cross, and as we put it on, we say, Lord, restore the stole of immortality, which I lost through the collusion of my first parents, and unworthy as I am to approach thy sacred mysteries, yet I may gain eternal joy. And the final vestment that we put on is the chasuble, the symbol of charity. And as we put that on, we say, O Lord, who has said, My yoke is sweet and my burden light, grant that I may so carry it as to merit thy grace. We have this is, incidentally, there are two basic styles of chasuble. This is called a Gothic chasuble. It's somewhat looser and freer flowing than the Roman chasuble, which is more tapered and has shorter arms. That's the garment that we usually wear at the traditional Mass. And after the priest is vested, there are a number of prayers in the Missal which he can say if he has time. And these include Psalm 83, How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Psalm 84, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Psalm 85, Bow down thine ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and needy. And Psalm 115, which begins, I believed, therefore I have spoken, but I was greatly afflicted. And then Psalm 129, Out of the depths I have cried to thee, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. And there are also two prayers of great saints of the church, which we have the option of saying. One of them, which you can also find in the St. Edmund Campion Missal on page 963, is the prayer of St. Ambrose. And it goes, I, a sinner, presuming not on my own merits, but trusting in thy mercy and goodness, with fear and trembling approach the table of thy most sacred banquet. For I have both my heart and body with many sins, and have not kept a strict guard over my mind and tongue. Wherefore, O gracious God, O awful majesty, I, a wretched creature, entangled in difficulties, have recourse to thee, the fount of mercy. To thee do I fly that I may be healed and take refuge under thy protection. And I ardently desire to have him as my Savior, whom I am unable to face as my judge. To thee, O Lord, I show my wounds. To thee I lay bare my shame. I know that my sins are many and great, on account of which I am filled with fear. But I hope in thy mercy, of which there is no end. Look down upon me, therefore, with the eyes of thy mercy, O Lord Jesus Christ, eternal King, God and man, crucified for men. Hearken unto me, for my hope is in thee. Have mercy on me, who am full of misery and sin. Thou who wilt never cease to let flow the fountain of mercy. Hail, victim of salvation, offered for me and all mankind on the gibbet of the cross. Hail, noble and precious blood, flowing from the wounds of my crucified Lord Jesus Christ, and washing away the sins of the whole world. Remember, O Lord, thy creature, whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood. I am grieved because I have sinned. I desire to make amends for what I have done. Take away from me, therefore, O Lord, O most merciful Father, all my sins and iniquities, that being purified both in soul and body, I may worthily partake of the Holy of Holies. Grant that my reception of thy body and blood, which I purpose, unworthy though I am, may bring to me pardon for my sins, the perfect cleansing of my faults, the expulsion of all evil thoughts, and the renewal of pure feelings, the health and efficacy of good works, pleasing to thee, and a most strong protection in both body and soul against the snares of my enemies. Amen. And finally, there's a prayer to be said before Mass composed by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and eternal God, behold, I approach the sacrament of thine only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come as one who is sick to the physician of life, as one unclean to the fountain of mercy, as one blind to the light of everlasting brightness, as one poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Therefore I beseech thee of thine infinite goodness to heal my sickness, to wash away my filth, to enlighten my blindness, to enrich my poverty, and to clothe my nakedness, that I may receive the bread of angels, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, with such reverence and humility, with such contrition and devotion, with such purity and faith, with such purpose and intention, as may conduce to the salvation of my soul. Grant, I beseech thee, that I may receive not only the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord, but also the fruit and virtue of this sacrament. O most indulgent God, grant me so to receive the body of thine only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, which he took of the Virgin Mary, that I may be found worthy to be incorporated with his mystical body and numbered among his members. O most loving Father, grant that I may one day contemplate forever, face to face, thy beloved Son, whom now on my pilgrimage I am about to receive under the sacramental veils, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen. Well, some very beautiful prayers, some very beautiful thoughts, which help us to make that preparation to come to celebrate, to participate in this most holy and blessed mystery, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And then, as you know, the altar service all line up behind the priests, and at the signal from the MC, we all bow together and say, Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui fecit caelum et terram. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And with that beautiful prayer on our lips, we go forth to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.